Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
We're brought to you also by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. Trust a brother. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. It is a trash talking Tuesday. That, of course, means you will get 30 to 40 seconds in the second hour of the show, about an hour and a half from now, to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. So get your takes ready. And we will be here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. So do not touch that dial. Ephraim Salaam joining us at the bottom of the hour. And now, my man, my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, bro?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you on this Trash Talking Tuesday?
I am doing great. I am doing great. How about you?
All good. Great day. A lot of stuff got done. Took my car in, Chris, for the first time for the 1 year, it's been over a year now, and for, you know, inspection and all that stuff. And it's not often that I just stop for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, leave my car, sit back and relax. You know what I mean? But that's what I did for a change. Instead of feeling obligated, like I need to do something during those 2 hours, I just chilled out. So it's good.
Oh, okay. Thank you for letting us know that.
Thank you. I feel good.
No, Odd Couple crew is in full effect.
I just never do
that.
I
had lunch today, too, you know?
Did you? How was lunch?
Good lunch. It was good. I just sat there and ate, and it was nice.
Okay. Did you eat with anybody, or you ate by yourself, or you ate with all your friends?
I ate while I was prepping for First Things First.
Very nice.
All right. The super producer, Rob G, is in full effect, running things. On the ones and twos on this Trash Talking Tuesday is DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. On the updates, you just heard him, was that ILO, Isaac Lohenkron. And on social media, our man Sagar Patel in for Elijah Sibunya. Rob, we talked about it yesterday. Huge game. The ratings showed too. Ratings were almost 29 million people watched that game last night between the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. It was a rematch of last year's Super Bowl. But unlike last year, the Philadelphia Eagles came out on top. This time, I was pretty good on this prediction. I predicted Philly would win by one score, and they won by 4 points, 21-17. And I predicted that one of the major reasons would be the Chiefs wide receivers can't catch. And that was a huge storyline coming out of that game, although it's been the case all season long. But Rob Parker, what was your major takeaway from last night's game?
It was that Patrick Mahomes is not the Patrick Mahomes we have been used to seeing year after year since he broke into the NFL. And this last night was just one of those continuing stories. You talk about the wide receivers, and I hear you, but the numbers for Patrick Mahomes are just shocking. Wow. Last night was the third straight game, Chris, where they were shut out in the second half. I mean, just mind-boggling. Seriously. They have one fourth-quarter touchdown in the 2023 season. How is that possible? They have one. And then when you look at Patrick Mahomes' numbers, they just aren't good through 10 games.
Aren't good?
No. Not for Patrick Mahomes. They're not good.
By his standards.
No, they're not. He's not having a good year, even by anybody's standards. He's
really?
Not. Yeah. Wow. He's got 19 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Nobody's asking Patrick Mahomes to throw for 50 touchdowns, and that's the standard. This is subpar. This one fourth quarter touchdown in three straight games. This sounds like Zach Wilson with no touchdowns in the second half, no points in the second half for three straight games. That's not from Patrick Mahomes. And his 2.4 interception percentage is the highest of his career. We've never seen this. All the other numbers, the lowest in his career, passing yards per game, passer rating, touchdown percentage, yards per attempt, 6.9, yards per completion, 10.4, all are the lowest of his career. Patrick Mahomes this season is not that dude. That doesn't mean he's a bum or he can't play, but he's not the guy we have seen throughout most of his career. This guy won a Super Bowl and an MVP last year. It's a far cry from that. Because if you would have ever told me in Patrick Mahomes' career, he would have a three-game stretch where he wouldn't score any points in a second half and have one fourth quarter touchdown, period, for an entire 10-game stretch, he was Captain Comeback. I told you this from the first week against the Lions. That game normally, Chris, go back to that game. Patrick Mahomes got that ball back. Normally, he would drive the ball down the field, and they would kick a field goal and win that game. That's what Patrick Mahomes was so well known for. Always, if you give him the ball back last time, he got a great chance he's going to beat you.
Right.
And so it started from there. Started from that very first game against the Lions when they got the ball back, had like 2.5 minutes to go. That's more than enough time for Patrick Mahomes to get downfield, get a field goal, Chris, and win the game and bail them out. He can't bail them out anymore.
Really?
They were up 17-7.
Wow.
17-7 at home.
Wow.
I know the Eagles are a great team. They went to the Super Bowl, but the Chiefs should be better, especially at home with that lead.
Yeah.
But that's not the case anymore.
So your grand thesis is he's not having a good season?
No, he's not that dude anymore now this season.
So he's washed at 28.
He's not that dude this year. You could call it whatever you want.
I ain't calling it wash because I disagree completely with you.
And I'm just telling you the numbers don't lie.
Well, numbers don't lie, but you do. First of all, you said this. Patrick Mahomes is not having a good season. I asked you to clarify. By his standards?
No. He's not having a good season.
He's not having a good season by anybody's standards. And yet, 19 touchdowns. Guess how many quarterbacks have thrown for more touchdowns than Patrick Mahomes? Two. Josh Allen and Tua Tagovailoa. So I think that's pretty good that he has the third most touchdowns of any quarterback in the league, 19. All right. I would agree he's certainly not having his typical season. And some of that, of course, would be on him. But I would put the majority of it on his wide receivers who have one job, catch the football. Well, a couple jobs, get open and catch the football. They've had trouble getting open, and they've had trouble catching the football. And last night, Rob, I agree with you that Patrick Mahomes has always been like, every game I've watched since he's been, you know, the great Patrick Mahomes, which was pretty much right from the get-go, every time I've watched him, I felt like if he got the ball late and they needed a score, I mean, I'm talking late, like within the last 2 minutes, I felt like, oh, they're going to score. They're going to score and win the game. He's going to find a way. And last night was the first game that I can recall watching with Patrick Mahomes where I felt like he's not going to win this. When he got the ball, I don't know exactly how much time. I think it was around 2 minutes left. And they needed a touchdown, not just a field goal. And I really felt confident that the Eagles were going to win the game. And that's how bad not Patrick Mahomes is, but his receivers. And the fact of the matter is this. Guess what? Patrick Mahomes actually did his job. He hit Marquez Valdes-Scantling in the hands. You couldn't ask for a better thrown ball. And what did MVS do? Dropped it. I mean, there was one of five drops last night. Their receiving core, as far as wide receivers, outside of the tight end, Travis Kelce, is horrendous. Horrendous. And that is one reason. I'm not going to take it all off him, but that is one reason he is having, for him, a subpar year. But I'm here to tell you that even in a subpar year, even with one of the worst receiving cores in the league, where he don't have a number one wide receiver, he don't even have a number two wide receiver, he still got the Chiefs at 7-3. The Chiefs still are in position to be the number one seed in the AFC, even without any weapons. Now, the Ravens have a better record by virtue of playing more games, 8-3, so they played a game, they're a half game up, but the Chiefs would have the tiebreaker over them. And so, with, like, the only reason the Chiefs are even viable, now they do have a great defense, is because Patrick Mahomes is making, I can't even say he's necessarily making a lot of lemonade, but he's making a little bit of lemonade out of some lemons. And so I would disagree that he is not that guy. Not only would I disagree, but the players in the NFL would disagree too. Because in a recent poll, the players voted that Patrick Mahomes, it was an anonymous player poll. You know, they do these things. The Athletic, they do a lot of polls. They voted that the best player in the league running away with it is Patrick Mahomes. He received 46% of the vote. The second place finisher, Aaron Donald, received less than 9%. So I'll give you that. He's not having his typical year, but he's still having a good year, or he's still the best quarterback in the NFL. And so
I don't buy into player polls. 150 didn't vote for LeBron to be the All-Star
game. But that's NBA. What's they got to do with this?
No, it's players in general.
But are they the same players? You can't just generalize about players.
And they're living off of his past resume. It's not a lifetime achievement award.
How do you know?
I'm just because it's
you're
just
guessing.
Easy to pick them. It's
you're
easy
guessing because that fits
it's
your thesis.
It's called my opinion. It's called my
opinion. Yeah, but you're guessing. It's
called
a guess.
My opinion. You guess every day.
It's called a
it's
guess.
It's called
though.
My opinion. It's
you
my
don't know
opinion.
What you don't even know what players voted.
It's
so now
opinion.
You're saying what they voted for on?
It's based
no
off
idea
of
what
his
they voted
resume.
Based on.
It's based off.
They
of
might
his
have
resume.
Voted based on.
It ain't if they after last
game,
night's
Paul,
game,
you know?
They probably couldn't tell you that he has one touchdown in the fourth quarter all season. The players don't follow the game like that.
Man,
you know
only
that.
Know because Rob.
They
B
don't follow it.
You stop it.
They don't follow it.
Generalizing like crazy. Some players don't. Some players do. And we don't know how many of these 85 players do. All
Chris,
right, let's throw it out to the
listeners. Okay. It's okay if he's not playing well. You don't have to defend him to the
I'm
end.
I'm not
it's
defending
okay.
him. I'm it's, actually it's okay. giving you facts. I'm giving you facts.
Those are your facts. Anything
No,
that,
they're not my
yes,
facts.
They're your
actually facts.
Facts.
They're I'm
your
not
facts.
Into that your
I
truth,
gave
my
you the
truth,
numbers. I
your
gave
truth,
you the numbers.
My truth.
I gave
yeah,
you the numbers.
You told me
you
wasn't
just can't accept that Patrick Mahomes is playing like doo-doo this season. That's what
really?
You can't accept.
Hey, why are they 7-3 then?
Chris, you could there's a lot of
I'm
reasons.
Asking.
There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL that they could beat.
Oh.
Even if he's playing poorly.
Oh,
that
really?
Ain't the reason.
Is Miami a bad
no,
team?
No one touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Is Miami
three games
a bad
in a
team,
row
Rob?
With no points
Rob,
in the
is
second
Miami
half.
A bad
those
team?
Are facts, not feelings, Chris. It, facts.
Is Miami
facts.
A bad team?
And then the lamest excuses. The wide receiver dropped the ball. That's why. The wide receiver dropped the ball. That's why Patrick Mahomes not having a good year. You could say that for every freaking quarterback in the league. That's not a
really?
Good excuse. Stop
what team?
It.
What team has the most drops, Rob?
What I saw that? Justin Herbert, the game that they
oh,
lost
wow.
this past
you
week.
Justin Herbert?
Two
four
balls
six Justin
were dropped. Go watch the videotape. Two balls
yeah,
were dropped.
Six drops. But over the course of the season, the
it's a
Kansas
lame
City.
Excuse for
Rob,
a quarterback.
Look, I sit, for real, I sit here and listen to you talk, even though you're not making any sense, but I listen. I'm polite that way. Now, you be polite too and let me talk when it's my turn. All right? The Kansas City Chiefs lead the league in drops. Now, you can't – where you? Rob's not being an adult. He doesn't want to hear it, so he got up for those that can't see, and he walked away. This segment's not even over, Rob, but you can't listen. You can't debate, but I'm the one who can't take that Mahomes is having a bad year. But you won't even listen.
I
you gotta get
water.
Up and
can
walk
I go
away.
Get water
and now
before
you come,
I choke?
No, you
can
I get water.
Water
do, you can
I get
water,
water
during the break.
Do
just
I need
like
to announce
do.
That I'm getting water? Do I need to announce it? I just got up to get water.
How
do
childish
your spiel.
Are you gonna
I'm
be?
I'm listening.
How childish are you gonna be? You get up, get water. You're not hearing a word I say. Then you come back, get on the mic, and interrupt me. My gosh. Let's be adults about this. You make your points, then I make my points. Well, let's not interrupt each other just because you can't stand the facts that I'm dropping on your head like a brick. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is Patrick Mahomes not any good this year? That's what Rob Parker's saying. He's not good. And I'm saying he hadn't been as good as he is usually, but he's still good, having a good year, and he is still easily the best quarterback in the NFL. Your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. We'll see if Rob comes back. He's running away.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. And did you know that Discover Card wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover Card, you've got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. All that means is you're never, ever responsible for unauthorized purchases. You can learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Patrick Mahomes. Is he still that dude? What do you say?
Mason in, where are we? Mason in the Bay Area. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Thanks for having me on. So, first off, I'd like to say that the Chiefs and the Mahomes, they are definitely in a regression year. Chris threw out that Mahomes threw 19 touchdowns. You know who else threw 19 touchdowns? Russell Wilson. And he has less interceptions. Would you say that he's a great quarterback?
No, of course he would. Nope.
No, I'm saying he's having a good year. He's having a good year, and he's a good quarterback.
He is a good quarterback, but he's not the greatest in the league. I definitely think
so. It changes year to year. Does it change? Does it change year to year?
What, the best quarterback?
Best quarterback in the league, yeah. Does it change every year?
I mean, for the past few years, it hasn't. Everyone's just stuck in this trance, this syndrome that they're all gobsmacked by Mahomes.
Absolutely.
So who's the best quarterback in the league? Who's the best quarterback in the league?
I mean, let's just Purdy.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Come on.
No,
like,
Chris is a Purdy guy. He's 10 and
I like Purdy too.
12
but you're saying
too?
Purdy's the yeah. Statistically, if you're gonna go by stats every year, then that's who it would be right now. If you're just going by stats.
Let's go.
Patrick Mahomes is not having the best year of any quarterback by any stretch, but he's still the best quarterback.
Jerry in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yep, we got you.
Hey. Okay, first of all, love y'all both. Longtime listener, first time caller.
You. Appreciate it.
Man, when y'all get hot like that, it is sometimes it gets a little like a little tense, man.
but it's the Odd Couple, baby. The aptly named
I know
couple.
It is odd, but it also is awkward sometimes for your listeners, but it's all good. Hey, so look, man. Yeah, Pat, those guys dropping those balls last night was pretty bad. That bomb to Scantling the big bomb, man, that could happen to anyone, but there were some other drops that were definitely...
Oh, gosh, it was crazy.
You know, like, it's nuts. But it was also one of those things, like, every year in and year out, it's like it's not about the quarterback, right? It's about the team. I think Brady showed that. I think Manning showed that. It's like, would you not love to see those two teams playing again in the Super Bowl? Would you say that Philly would have a definite, like, advantage? No.
Mike in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple
Mike,
Fox
quick,
Sports Radio.
Yeah,
we can't do that, Mike. All right, Mike in Texas.
Sure. Real quick, guys.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes is the same Patrick Mahomes. It's not his fault. Last year, they won with an inferior receiving corps. The ownership was like, okay, we could do less. It's like management. I've been in management since I was 24. I'm 56. I mean, you hire people, and you hire them for the assistant managers. They work for the assistant manager, not you. And when you hire them, you got to make sure that they will work together and things, you know, and everything is going to be same gravy as, you know, as your operation's been. But when you have inferior people that you hire, you can't expect the assistant manager to do the same great job. But Patrick Mahomes is tracking. He's still Patrick Mahomes.
All right. Thank you, Mike. It's the Odd Couple. And we got Ephraim Salaam around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our man, Ephraim Salaam, the former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar, joins us now. Ephraim, what up, brother?
What's happening, brother?
Good to have you on. What was your biggest takeaway from last night's game between the Eagles and the Chiefs?
Man, that was a good game. Yep. I mean, that was, the first initial takeaway was, wow, I could see this happening in the Super Bowl again. The thing I really was impressed with was defensively, when you're going against high-caliber offenses like the Chiefs and, Philadelphia, sometimes we can get lost, you know, in the sauce with all the offensive firepower around there. But to watch those defensive lines get after the opposing team, the interceptions, think about Philly coming out and holding Kansas City scoreless in the second half. I mean, when you start adding top-tier, top-five defenses with the type of firepower and the type of quarterbacks that these two teams have, I mean, then anything is possible, man. So my biggest takeaway was I love how the defense has stepped up when they needed to. Pretty much throughout the whole game, it was a very low-scoring game in terms of what we thought the points would be put up on the board.
How shocked are you that Kansas City has now been shut out in the second half three games in a row, and it wasn't the Philly defense in the other two games, and also that Mahomes has only one touchdown in the fourth quarter all season long? How surprised are you about that?
I'm very surprised, but that's a testament to, sometimes when you lose top-tier weapons. You know, it's been 2 years since Tariq Hill's been in Miami thriving. And what we saw Philadelphia do last night in taking Travis Kelce away a couple of those times. Now, he had a couple drops that are in a fumble that's, you know, not really him in critical moments. But if you don't have a real lights-out guy opposite of Travis Kelce, then they're gonna make your job hard. And I'm surprised. They had some key drops now. I mean, we had a touchdown drop that Patrick Mahomes took blame for, but we all saw it. We all witnessed it live. Would have shifted the game and changed the game and gave them the lead. But look, they got to figure something out offensively. They really have to. And I saw an offensive struggle between both teams. You know, Philly did a lot of passing the ball behind the line of scrimmage and short passes, and I thought they could have been attacking the field because they have two premier receivers that I thought they could have done more down the field with.
What'd you think of Pittsburgh getting rid of the offensive coordinator, Matt Canada, and how do you think, you know, they'll fare offensively? Obviously, they got a great defense.
Yeah.
What do you think this is going to mean for them and do for them?
Well, I think they are probably about 3 weeks too late. in terms of maybe 4 weeks to maybe a month too late, in terms of parting ways with Matt Canada. We knew it'd be tough for them to do, because if you want to talk about loyalty in the NFL, the one team you could talk about is the Pittsburgh Steelers and what they mean, you know, in terms of their staff and how they hold their guards, their guys that they hire in high regards. But it was something that it just wasn't working. It hadn't been working all year. It hadn't been working a lot even last year, even though they managed to be above 500. It just, sometimes you have to move on. I'm surprised, not really surprised it took this long, but it's something that needed. And hopefully, normally when something like this happens in the year, you get a boost. Offensively or defensively, when you get a change, you get a boost. So hopefully that's what we're going to see with them moving forward, because that defense is good enough for them to win.
You would talk about too late. I think that's what we could say about Zach Wilson and the Jets.
Oh, my God.
What in the world are they doing there? Like, they had a chance a long time ago, and the kid couldn't play last year, and they still brought the kid out there and kept running him out there. Talk about not scoring. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's got one touchdown in, I don't know, 45 drives or whatever it's been, Ephraim. I don't even understand what they're doing now. You might as well let the kid play the rest of the year. What's the difference?
Brother, let me tell you, you want to talk about getting fired. Now, I love Robert Saleh. I was with him in Houston when he was an assistant. I love his energy. I love what he's doing, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But, man, when you attach your as a head coach, when you really attach yourself to a quarterback that's unproductive, man, that gets you fired. And the fact that they continue to let Zach Wilson come out, given how well that defense has played and where they are in terms of having a shot to make the playoffs, the fact that they still let him come out there, and you see teams like Minnesota and other teams find the whole Dobbs situation.
Right.
Man, all you needed was someone who was almost good enough to be a starting quarterback.
Yep.
Just almost, not even. Zach Wilson has no business out there. The team knows it. The fans know it.
Everybody.
The locker room knows it. Everybody knows it. So them making that move, they essentially gave that game away. The game before, like, look, man, if they don't turn this thing around, then he's probably going to get fired.
Saleh. See, I feel like Saleh.
Because I love him as a coach.
Some of the things he said, I mean, we don't know exactly because he didn't say it in direct terms, but it seemed like he was kind of being mandated to that they had to play Zach, you know, because there were interviews where he just pleaded the fifth on, like, when asked, why are you still starting Zach? He was like, yeah. You got me.
At that point, as a coach, you really got to plant your foot. You got to go up there and have a meeting with whoever you got to have a meeting with and really explain the situation to them. Look, we got a chance to do something we didn't think we could do.
Right.
All right? Now, if they're serious about this Aaron Rodgers thing coming back, I would have been standing on, which I don't believe myself, but I would have been standing on the desk saying, hey, man, we got to get somebody in here who can actually throw the ball down the field.
Right.
Even a little bit, man. It's so hard to watch because you see how good that defense is. Good Lord.
Yep.
Man.
No doubt. Where are you at on Denver? Like, do you know, they've won four straight. They beat Buffalo. They beat Kansas City. They've beaten some good teams. Mm-hmm. Where are you at as far as their chances of, you know, making a playoff run?
Look, I'm right there with everybody else. I'm looking. It's not sexy by any stretch of the imagination. You're not looking at that offense saying, man, they could outscore and hang with anybody. It's not one of those type of situations. It's one of those type of situations. They have a lot of three and outs.
Yeah.
They have a lot of stalled drives where they don't get any points. But when you turn around and you look in the fourth quarter, they're right there in the game. They're right there in the game, and whatever magic Russell has left, we see it in the fourth quarter. But that defense, since they gave up 70 points, that defense has become the lifeline and the lifeblood of that team.
Nah, there's no doubt. No doubt. Their defense, that's amazing how they've kind of turned it around.
Yeah, you give up 70, man. I'm sure some come to Jesus meetings going on in there when you can't
dude
do that.
Dude, saving
now.
Jobs,
man. And you all see, right. They got rid of Gregory. They got rid of some of their older guys to get a young guy an opportunity to play. And I think that really changed the tone of what they wanted to do.
All right, that's our man Ephraim Salam. Great stuff as always, brother.
Thank you, brother.
All right, Rob's got his Hall of Fame ballot. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 20 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. Shekel City last night, 2-1. I don't know what happened. The Pelicans, I can't remember. The one game I did lose, which was ridiculous, the Pelicans won by 30 points and actually the team I picked was 1.5-point favorite, so that did not go over well. But all right, here we go for tonight. We only got two games that I'm talking about in the NBA tonight. Let's go here. We will start with the Utah and the Lakers here in Los Angeles. That's the best bet. Lakers -7.5. I'll take that. And the other game is the Suns -12.5 hosting Portland. I'm going to take Portland +12.5. The Suns win, but I'll just take Portland will play them close. And for whatever reason, just make it a game and hang on with 12.5 points. So I got the Lakers, home favorites, and I'm taking Portland on the road +12.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, you are an official voter for the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. And you got your ballots a few days ago. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, As you know, I take it very seriously. I've been a Hall of Fame voter. I consider myself a tough one because I'm just not, throwing people in. I mean, I thought it was ridiculous when Scott Rowland got in last year. There are guys who keep getting in. But this year, let's go to the ballot, Chris. The biggest one, I think, is Adrian Beltre, who was an unbelievable third baseman, just shy of 500 home runs, had 3,100 hits. For me, he's an automatic.
Really?
He has over 3,000 hits for his career. If you get 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, or 300 wins, to me, you automatically get my vote because the longevity to be able to last and, Chris, to be able to put up those kind of numbers. You don't get to stick around for a long time. You know what I mean? If you're not that good. So I think that's the case.
It's interesting that he was only a four-time All-Star.
Right. But, you know? Yeah, you played third base, though, and there are a lot of great players. There's a lot of guys at positions, Chris. First base, some guy might get a string of 10 in a row, you know, and then you wind up not getting to go to the All-Star game. Imagine when Ozzie Smith played shortstop for the Cardinals in the National League.
Right.
If you're Barry Larkin and Ozzie Smith goes 14 years in a row, Chris, where are you? How do you fit in?
Right.
Like, even though Larkin wind up making it to the Hall of Fame.
Backup.
So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that's the case. When you look at guys like Joe Mauer and Chase Utley, they were very good players. None of them are Hall of Famers. There are other guys still on the ballot who are trending, trying to get there. Todd Helton, Billy Wagner, Andrew Jones. None of those guys got my vote, so they won't get my vote again this year. Because once I vote for you, I vote for you every single time. And if I don't vote for you the first time you're on the ballot, I never change my mind because the stats don't change. And I don't understand how guys, how they reconcile with it when they vote for somebody 9 years in a row and then the last year they vote for them. To me, does that make sense?
It's odd. It really, like you said, the stats don't change. The career doesn't change.
Nothing's changed.
Guys that, this goes for all the Hall of Fames. There are guys that didn't get in on the first ballot that I felt should have been. And so I was thankful for, you know, the second and third chances that they got and beyond that. But I would tend to agree with you. I mean, some of the sports, didn't football limit how many you can vote for?
Yeah. Which
does baseball do that?
No. I shouldn't say that you have 10 votes. Do you have 10 votes?
Okay.
But in baseball, you never get that number. Like, I hear that some writers go, well, you know, I was voting for other people and there was too many people. And I'm like, not that many guys get in. Chris, Scott Rowland was the only guy who got in from the writers' vote a year ago.
Have you ever not voted for anybody?
No, I've never been in that. There was a couple of years ago when nobody got in. But no, I don't think I've ever had a ballot where there wasn't at least one guy. And that's the case with Beltre. Like to me, 3,100 hits is pretty darn impressive.
He still hit well late into his career.
Yeah,
you know,
he did.
A pretty good hitter.
He played 21 years, yeah. Chris. That's a long time, and 477 home runs. So he almost had two magic numbers for me. So I'm gonna get. He's definitely getting my vote. I'm gonna take a look at the rest of the ballot, but. You know, I give it a good look over and look at some of the new people added to it. There's a lot of people who are just on here because they put anybody who's retired 5 years on the ballot. So when you see like a David Wright who played for the Mets or Bartolo Colon, Chris, they're not Hall of Famers. Jose Reyes, his name, is on the Hall of Fame ballot.
Reyes, man, what an interesting. I mean, remember how good he was early in his career with the Mets?
Oh, he was a stud.
Yeah. I mean, he looked like he might be on his way to the Hall of Fame, and then it just didn't continue. So, Beltre, I got no issues with him. Like you said, he hit the magic number in terms of hits. And so we'll see. It'll be interesting to see who they put in. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the FoxTireRack.com studios. We got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.